All right, we are here. We are here.
Yes, so I'm Demetrius.
And I'm Demetrius.
And Meech Meech presents.
The Blurred City Podcast.
All right, so this is our season four finale. This is just going to be us kind of chopping it up about the previous year that we've had in the pod and realm of nerddom, just kind of our adventures that we've been on and growth that we've experienced. Also, we have a mailbag towards the tail end of the episode. So just questions that listeners sent in that we're going to answer should be some very interesting topics that get broached. But before we get into any of that, is there anything you want to say about the gaming awards?
Well, let's see. Firstly, Sparking Zero robbed, but in any case, right? I'm putting biases aside. I do recognize, like, yeah, Sparking Zero needed like a couple of updates, which it just got a couple of patchwork updates to make it great. So yeah, it's gonna be Game of the Year again.
Well, I mean, like dropping a game in October, and then it was October, right? And
Yeah.
then the Game of the Year awards coming up in December kind of makes it tough. I mean, same thing with Black Myth: Wukong, where it lost. I've never played Astro Bot. Maybe it's probably incredible, but you know, it losing, everyone was talking about it at the time, so.
Oh yeah, I was gonna get to that next because I mean, Black Myth: Wukong. Come on now, that was
I just downloaded the free trial, so I got 2 hours to decide if I want to buy it or not once I get in. Maybe it's because it's like the boss rush thing, but the thing is that like From Software has won, like every time they drop like a major game is like they've won the Game of the Year award for it.
Yep, just like with Elden Ring. But also another thing I want to bring up about that. Did you see just the amount of like games that were nominated that was strictly DLC?
That was interesting, yeah, because I saw like a couple just for up for Game of the Years and then some remasters and all that, where it's just like purely DLC.
Yeah, and I don't know how to feel about that because it kind of like takes away from like all the other like main games, like mainline games. Like, oh yeah, like maybe last year was like Elden Ring 1. And now Elden Ring is back again?
We're going to get into that more a bit later because they had an announcement about something as well.
Oh, I know. We gonna get there. Yeesh.
And then just with that, the one that I thought was the funniest was the most anticipated game. And I was like, you can't take GTA 6, the game that we've been waiting for like 12 years. Like, that's not even fair.
It really was like, are you kidding? The game that actually got delayed to 2026 is the most highly anticipated game. We get one trailer, and that's enough for everybody to go fiend.
There's no way you can give it to GTA 6 if it keeps getting pushed back. I mean, I get it, but it's just kind of like you could literally say that every year. It should win next year then by definition of the award.
Man, but imagine if it didn't. If it doesn't win Game of the Year after 12 plus years of development, nah, wrap it up, Rocksteady.
I mean, the only thing that I could think about, like if they were for 2026, that might be slightly feasible in terms of if they potentially had a go another God of War, like part three finale. Like maybe a this game hasn't really been announced, but like another non-Horizon game.
Yeah,
So, so.
very much so.
All right. So with that, we can get into our legal spiegel and then just our random musings before we jump into the mailbag.
All right, so the purpose of this podcast is to explore digital and print media. All sources we reference are owned by their respective companies, and our thoughts and opinions are strictly our own and reflect no biases or corporate agendas. Your discretion is advised.
All right, so with random musings, this is just Meech and I. We both bring a single topic to the table. Neither of us knows what the other is going to say, so it's just something that's been on our mind in the realm of nerddom or any other sphere. So, Meech, what you got?
All right, so for mine is actually literally is the title of my name, if he hadn't read it already. Is Marvel back? Is Marvel back? Because here's a few things. All right, so we all know, like, pretty much everybody keeps saying like the MCU is going downhill. Marvel's totally dead right now. Dead in the water. But we can, and we're not gonna talk about Kraven the Hunter. That's my only mention. We're gonna keep it moving. So.
Go ahead. I was about to try to say something because there's a weird split that I saw, but just keep going.
Yeah, I'm gonna say this is the only time I'm gonna mention that movie, and because I still haven't seen it and I still won't see it. So yeah, when it comes to like Marvel being back, all right, firstly, in terms of like the movie side of things, we got Captain America 4. That's gonna be awesome.
February 14th.
Yep. I'm gonna need to see that. All right. I need to see my boy Falcon America. All right. And then we also have, you know, Spider-Man. Thunderbolts, Beyond the Spider-Verse.
It's not coming out.
Whenever it's coming out, it's going to be peak. All right. That's all I'm going to say about that. But in terms of like different genres of things, like look at the TV shows, like X-Men 97 was absolute. We have Marvel Rivals. Phenomenal game. I'm almost addicted to it. And then realize I have a life to go back to, and I will never betray my first love, Dragon Ball.
Yo, Donovan, explain to me Jeff the Shark. That's OP, man.
No.
You can't play with him no more.
No. Leave my boy Jeff alone, all right? Jeff is the goodest boy, all right? I don't care if people keep calling him the spawn of Satan. You just got to learn the matchup, all right? Learn the matchup. And also, don't even get me started on 19 Inches of Venom. But in any case, yeah, the gaming is awesome. And in the realm of comics, like, Amazing Spider-Man is actually getting back to form slowly. And all it took was Dr. Doom to do it. all it took was Dr. Doom to get Spider-Man and whip him back into shape. We also have the Ultimate Universe, like Ultimate Spider-Man. Continues to be hit after hit after hit. All the issues have been hit. Like the entire Ultimate X-Men, the current X-Men run, like literally. In fact, the all new Venom is actually delving into a pretty interesting mystery of who is Venom, and they're giving you pretty clear hints as to who it could possibly be. But they didn't confirm nothing. It's all slowly like accumulating. It's almost as if Marvel's slowly getting their act together, and it's, I say, we might be cooking.
You know, it's really interesting you say that, because even though we did not discuss this whatsoever, yours essentially feeds into mine, but mine is 2025 is the most important year in superhero history in terms of whether this medium has like a how much breath it's going to keep going, like past, let's say, Secret Wars, and then past, you know, James Gunn already confirmed universe, because I don't think DC would shut that down since they just gave him the pen. But just going with you, like you said, Captain America, well, essentially like with this year, Marvel, in terms of movies, took a pause with like their kind of linear storytelling. Obviously, Deadpool and Wolverine made billions of dollars, but that's like very tangential to the actual MCU. Obviously, 2023 was not the greatest year in movie history outside of like Guardians 3. With that, you know, some hit and misses is going along with that, losing Kang, having to recast him. But with that, going into this next year, you have to kind of reestablish your mojo in terms of movies with that, because Captain America Brave New World, if that doesn't do well, it's going to affect Thunderbolts, and it can kind of have, you know, the effect
that's that snowball effect.
It can have that effect that Batman versus Superman Dawn of Justice had on Suicide Squad, where it was like, oh, this made a lot of money, but it didn't do what we wanted it to do. Let's go make some changes to Suicide Squad. So if they, especially with Thunderbolts being like, hey, these people are tangential villains, quote unquote, some of it, I feel like they could be like, oh, let's change that. And then obviously that feeds into Fantastic Four in July, which they need to hit. Like, they absolutely need Fantastic Four to hit. With that, but just even going to the TV show side, where it was kind of like X-Men 97 was like the week by week thing, and then Agatha All Along was like, most people are like, hey, I'm just going to binge this. I don't think this is, and it turned out to be a really well done show, but kind of just like going to the TV show side that they fed into, you have Daredevil Born Again, which is going to be a hit. I have no doubt that's going to be good. Wonder Man, not a lot of people know who that is, even though we love Yaya. He was probably the best part of the Aquaman series, and then he also did great as Dr. Manhattan in the Watchmen series. But then you also have Ironheart. She has to replace Tony, We already know how people be trolling with like stuff like that. So that's going to be something she has to overcome. Marvel Zombies, that's something that's, you know, also in the pike. But then just like go
to season 3.
Yes. Does that drop like part of like December, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like tail end of this year.
Like that. And that's the final season of What If. Technically, Zombies is like a spinoff of the What If, but we don't need to make that super. But then going even bigger, Superman, that drops same month as Fantastic Four. Superman has to do bigger than at least minimum Thunderbolts. It has to compete with Captain America, and it has to be relatively close to Fantastic Four if DC wants to do what it wants to do. I don't know about the TV side of it. Maybe Peacemaker is announced, but nothing concrete. And then
GCPD series, which is supposedly set in the Matt Reeves verse.
Okay. I hadn't heard about it. But then even just going even bigger, Gen V season 2 is next year, which is going to feed into the final season of The Boys. Again, there is like a real life tragedy that happened with, Chance passing away. So that's going to be a tough rewrite. And then we have Invincible season 3. So
Blue's Blue.
So, yeah, so people get tired of, you know, comics and superheroes. It's going to be this year, whereas it's like, I feel like the next year might be a struggle with it. And then it's going to be like, yo, let's just get the Secret Wars and then I'm done with this. Give me Batman too.
Oh, yeah. We definitely need to.
That's not next year, but I think it's like 2026, though.
Yeah, it's like the Batman 2. And then. Man, what was that other property that I saw that got announced? And then we heard like nothing back from it.
There's like a few different things. I know there's like a Nightwing and Red Hood animated movie coming out. There's going to be like a Batman Ninja versus it's not the Yakuza Squad, but it's like something along those lines. There's a lot of different like minor things. I'm not sure which one you're mentioning now.
Oh, it was your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Yes.
Yeah, the one that supposedly. Oh yeah, it comes out in January.
And then maybe an X-Men 97 season 2? Question mark?
No. We need Spider-Man 98. Before we get to season 2 of X-Men 97, we need Spider-Man. We need Spider-Man back.
So yeah, it's a big year next year. And then Sony they need to redo everything. They need to get it together. We're not counting the new Spider-Man series with Parker.
All I'm saying is it went out with a whimper. I can already tell that right now with Kraven. I don't even need to see Kraven to know that it went out with a whimper.
We'll say they do have a confirmed, and I think they started filming a Spider-Man noir.
Oh, yes, with Nicolas Cage, yes, on supposedly Amazon.
Yes, so... I don't know. I have no hope in Sony, but I have slight hope in Nicolas Cage.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
All right. So with that, we can get into our mailbag.
Ooh. All right. So here we go. We got ourselves our mailbag, and we're just going to go ahead, go down this list of questions. And the first one is from none other than Victoria. Hey, Victoria, how's it going? So what her question is, have y'all ever considered doing a review of romance anime for the Valentine's Day episodes, like addressing the struggles of love and with love for anime characters?
I know we've had two episodes of our Valentine's Day annual specials, which I absolutely love. So the first one, technically, we did bromances. The second one... I feel like we touched on it a bit in the second one. We haven't like reviewed like a whole show or anything for it, but I feel like we kind of touched on it.
Yeah, I think we have. I cannot remember for the life of me what it could have been. It probably just could have been the tropes of like romance anime.
Partially. Yeah, we haven't done like a specific one. It's just, I would love to do like a weekly like recap of an anime, like I know, or like just another show. Like, I feel like doing a weekly recap of Invincible would be fun, but I know we're kind of getting off topic, but it's just, you know, timing and stuff. But, good. I mean, if we did Your Lie in April, that might be the most depressing podcast ever.
Literally, it'll just probably start off with like the first 30 minutes is just us in silence.
I haven't watched it because I know him. I'm not watching your lightning forever.
Oh no, I've only saw like two scenes out of that show. I'm like, nah, I can't. I emotionally cannot do
Dude,
this.
I barely made it through the first season of Clannad before getting to the second. That one wrecked.
Oh, so wait, you didn't do Clannad after story?
I did the after story. Bam.
Oh yeah, nah, you. And for me, I thought Fruits Basket was gonna get you. No, Clannad.
I don't know. Maybe we could do a movie. Maybe, dang, what's the one that makes me cry all the time? A Silent Voice makes me weep uncontrollably.
Man, I don't think I've seen that one.
Well, I'll tell you a story off air about why that made me so sad when I watched it, but I can't do it online.
I'm scared, but yeah, hey, we definitely can do that. We can do that as an episode, and hey, if you have any anime to suggest, go ahead and let us know.
All right, for the next one from Lena, let's go. What were your top three shows/movies this year?
Penguin has to be there, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on now. That was straight up peak, all right? Another one that actually came out this year, keyword being this year, Shogun. Shogun had to be there. I had to do it. And then just to get some movie representation into this list, a movie that I saw that just made me weep, it had to be Deadpool and Wolverine.
That's a good one. You got two of my three. Penguin, obviously just wrapped up. Absolutely incredible. Shogun, like, for what I'm saying, like, top three shows/movies is that it was appointment viewing. The Penguin and Shogun, you had to every single, like, Sunday night. Well, Sunday night for Penguin, and then I believe Shogun was, like, on Tuesdays. Like, yep. You need to watch the show or you're going to get spoiled, and you're going to be very mad that you got spoiled.
Immediately. Like, so, you could not turn on any social media.
No. And then the other one for me, I don't think it was good as season one, but I did really enjoy it. I'm going to say House of the Dragon. It had some really good moments in House of the Dragon.
Yep, definitely.
Did Godzilla Kong come out this year?
Yeah.
I don't know if it was. I see with movies, there are a lot of movies that I enjoyed. I can't say it was like the most incredible year of movies outside of Deadpool Wolverine. That was a really fun movie for me. So I had a blast with that one.
Yeah.
And then for the next question, what moment made your jaw drop?
You already know. The last episode of Penguin, the last moment, had my jaw dropping, fist in the air. I'm about to darn near punch out my screen. Like, I'm saying, nah, get me in this show right now. Bruce, no, I'm out here being like, you know that one meme of the guy in the blue shirt, which unironically I'm wearing a blue shirt right now, and just like snitching. No, I'm calling up Bruce Wayne right now. I am snitching.
Yeah. So that one, and then because with Shogun, a lot of people died in the show, so there's like a lot of like spoilers that I don't want to get into. The big one, Crimson Sky, that death. Made me sick to my stomach because I thought they saved that person, and then just the way they went out and the fact that their sacrifice was the most heroic thing in the entire show from all of the characters. But that scene made me sick to my stomach. I was mad when that character died. And the biggest one, just with movies, we both experienced this when Wesley Snipes popped up as Blade. that was the just stunner. Like, I know Gambit was kind of like the show stealer of that one, but when Wesley Snipes came back, we all lost our minds.
Yep, because you gotta remember, it was for us.
All right, so
there can only be one Blade. It'll ever only be one Blade.
Absolutely. So moving to the next question, will there be another season of Arcane? I know Arcane, what we just saw, season one, season two, is the final season of it. I think they're going to have spinoffs of it because I'm not a huge League of Legends. I've never played the game before, but I think there's going to be spinoffs because the lore of the world is so big to explore.
Yeah, I was going to say that as well. Like, Arcane, I feel like, yeah, you can do like Arcane, but like for other characters in the show and in the verse, and like follow them. And if there's any indication, it could be like, hell yeah, this is the exact lore of the game in animated form, and now y'all get to see it, and now when you play League of Legends, you know exactly like what the character's mindset is. So yeah,
I want to see Overwatch.
I mean you kind of did when they released like some of them trailers in the past, though I can't see like where an Overwatch show could do some work, especially considering like that game is dead in the water now with Marvel Rivals out here clutching things up.
So the next question, still Arcane related, did Jinx survive?
I would say yes, only because of the games and just how like the characters like appear in the games. I'm gonna say yes. Like it's like, oh yeah, you probably survived and is like limping off somewhere.
I'll say yes, because it wasn't like definitive, but I don't think we're going to see those characters in that incarnate. If there is a continuation of the Arcane sphere, we won't see that those characters the way that we initially saw them. All right, so next part, this is going to be fun. When will certain anime return? So the three that this person mentioned were Demon Slayer, My Hero Academia, and then Jujutsu Kaisen.
All right, and funnily enough, I actually went and, like, before looking at this, I was, like, looking up to see, like, okay, when did they plan, like, any releases? And fortunately for both Demon Slayer and My Hero Academia, they both release in 2025. And as for Demon Slayer, it's a film trilogy. So the first film is going to be released in 2025. We have no idea when the other two will. And then as for My Hero, it's also once again the final season of My Hero, mind you, is also 2025.
For the movies, obviously we know it's going to be a trilogy for Demon Slayer. How would you release them? I kind of have my idea of how I'll release them and then slash how they're actually going to release them. But how would you do it?
Honestly, it's like, okay, in my perfect society, right, I'd have like one like at the beginning of the year, one towards like the middle of the year, and then one to end the year. Like, say, like first one in January, second one in like June or July, and then the last one in December. Now how I think they gonna actually do it is first one in like mid of the year, 2 years later, the second one.
Don't say that.
2 years later, the third one. I just feel it. I just feel that's what they gonna do.
Dang, that was more pushing it than I initially thought. Because how I would do it is, it's similar to yours, but I know they're not gonna release all three in 1 year. How I would do it is, like, say March, April, you drop the first movie. October, November, you drop the second movie of 2025, and then 2026, like, again, March, April, you drop it. So it's kind of like within a year, you drop all three movies. How I think they're going to do it, even though what you just mentioned might be more realistic, is I think they're going to drop the first movie middle of 2025, then they're going to release the first movie as a series, part one of Infinity Castle. So that's going to buy them, like, so you're already making a face. So that's going to buy them 2-3 months of like, okay, leave us alone. And then they're going to not give us any information for all of 2025 and then release a trailer saying 2026. And then they're going to do the same thing with 2026 where they're going to like release part two as a movie, then drop season part two as a TV show. And then they're going to make it. So I think we're going to get it in 2027 when it wraps up. But I just don't want them to pull a Attack on Titan. The only thing that really ticks me off with just like the way anime sometimes releases is that they don't give you any information and they just be releasing stuff and be like, oh, we'll get it to you when we get it to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely been like a major like just moment. I'm like, bruh, can y'all can't y'all just employ the model of animate the whole thing? I know it's gonna take a while, but animate the whole thing. Of course, like film it to where like you can have like a break at a certain part and then pick it up like right afterwards and then just release, like just do it like you would like a long form movie.
You See, Attack on Titan could have done that because, like, they literally made the final attack just part one and part two of the final chapters, which made no sense of why. I think they are done with part one and they're halfway, like, they're already working on part two of the Infinity Castle with it. But think about it, Meech. The last season, like, the Hashira training arc was a nothing burger of a season except for the final episode.
Yeah.
They literally could have just, like, made that part of a movie and like feeding into the first part of the Infinity Castle art.
Yeah, definitely. And it's gonna be bad all the way around. So here's the thing, right? I know they mentioned three, and we haven't even talked about Jujutsu Kaisen yet. We haven't talked about MAPPA.
Ooh, what happened?
So I don't know what to tell y'all, but 2025 maybe a release of Jujutsu Kaisen, but 2026 is probably more likely. You want to know why?
Why?
They're working on the Chainsaw Man movie.
I did hear that. I thought they like loosely confirmed Jujutsu Kaisen for next year.
I don't know, man. All I know is that the movie...
They've been working on Chainsaw Man for 3 years.
Yeah, they're working on the Chainsaw Man movie right now, so I don't... Who knows?
All right, so... Go on to the next question. What are you looking forward to most next year?
Oh, man. Let's see. What am I most looking forward to next year? In terms of, I guess that it goes in line in terms of like, all right, like when what we mentioned before is like, hey, like just the superhero, just genre, just blowing back up. Like we've had a lull. We've had some downturns. All right. But now we coming back. All right. And I'm heavily looking forward because if Captain America tanks, then that sets the year up for absolute failure. And we just don't need that. But in any case, but one that I know is going to be quality no matter how they going to see a tank, Invincible Season 3.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't care what happens in this outside world, Invincible Season 3.
And then you've read it, so you kind of know if the content of this season should be good or not.
I do. And all I'm saying is blue and black suit Invincible, we about to get into some pure demon activity. The aura will be crazy.
Will the controversial scene be like another season, do you think? If you know what I'm talking about.
Depends on how much they're going to cram, because technically you have to go through a whole war before that moment happens. And from the way they are framing it, you have to go through this one specific thing that they already like announced in the trailers, you know, with Cecil being a complete and total tool. And then you get blue and black. Okay. And blue and black being blue and black. Then the war, the Viltrumite war.
Okay.
Then the scene.
So probably season four, honestly, because they've only been doing like 8 episodes per season.
Yeah. So I was like, they could cram it, but I wouldn't want them to cram it.
Oh boy. I got one.
We need to procrastinate on that scene as far off as humanly possible.
Oh boy, people are not ready for that scene. All right, what am I looking for? Daredevil Born Again, I think, is going to be something that is going to, you know, obviously get the Disney Plus going. And I don't know if I'm looking forward to this the most. Last of Us Season 2 is about to be annoying. From like, you got to just stay off social media when you watch Last of Us Season 2. That's kind of how I'm feeling.
Oh no, I don't even know if I want to watch. I don't want to see that happen. You know what I'm talking about.
The only question is how do they do it as soon as it happened in the games, or do they kind of like do a different timeline storytelling to get towards it? Because if they do it super early, it's going to affect the rest of the season and how people view it.
But then if they wait it off, then there's people like us. I'm just like, the dread would be building.
It could be like when Walking Dead introduced Negan, and then they did that, and then that was like kind of the end of the Walking Dead. So that's a good point, Meech. I don't know when they do that, because it's going to affect the show greatly.
Either way, either way, season two is cooked.
Because I don't know, they probably will do a season three, but if you follow exactly how the game went for season two, and they said they're following exactly how the game went, I don't know how people might be out on that. And I don't know, man. So, I know if that's something else, just like the different conventions that we're going to, hopefully we get to do a panel at DreamCon. That would be like super dope. So, and then just other conventions. So going to the next question, what were your two's favorite moments this year?
Favorite moment of the year is actually kind of crazy. Cause there's so much that we can potentially, that can potentially, you know, be considered as like some of the greatest moments. All right.
Uh-huh.
Here's some of mine. Sparking Zero, the day one drop and just how crazy we all got online. Phenomenal. When I went to Rosé, it was up. I seen all the people run the fair ones. All people was like, hey, I got low health. We finishing this off with the Bean Clash. It was fair. It was even, you know? The fair ones. Now they pass the game. So now all the cheeseheads, all the people who got good only because they wanted to be cheap, now you gotta learn. Now you gotta actually know how to catch these hands. Well, either way, you was gonna catch these hands regardless because I am pure divinity.
Yes.
But yes, that was definitely like one of my favorite moments on like nerddom. But as far as like other things, like on this podcast, right? That Pokemon draft was
That was fun.
That was fun. That was very fun for me. You know what I'm saying? My team absolutely stomps. You know what I'm saying? No amount of anything can stop me from actually securing the dub in these drafts anymore. I say all comers come in because y'all need to face me for a draft. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Yeah. You still on?
Yeah. You got it.
For me, it's kind of similar with your Sparking Zero when EA College Football 25 dropped. Oof. We won't talk about the streets were hot, man. People were making choices. I made choices.
I had never been head coach before in my life, but I learned. I learned immediately.
There were professional and personal choices that had to be made in real life. I made the right choice each time with EA College Football 25. So that's what happened. That was one of my favorites. And then just going to different conventions with some of my closest friends. I mean, DreamCon, always fun. Comic Palooza this year, just like getting to hang out with Fusion Hawk, catching up with them. The Anime Matsuri, getting to go with another friend. That trip was like almost canceled because of like medical stuff, but on their end. But just like doing that with people and just like seeing people that really enjoy what we talked about, always a great experience. So I'm just kind of looking forward to that as well, kind of going into the next year, ideally.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And with the advent of DreamCon being closer again, it would be amazing if we got a panel and it would been hey, we could get all y'all like all y'all listeners, y'all can come and support us and see us live and us be an absolute and total menaces looking at you.
We can get it on and popping, especially tournaments. You know how tournaments go. We've only had one tournament that was like kind of like the end result was okay. And that was like the best superhero movie of all time where it was like, okay, we kind of landed where we needed to land. Also the gaming tournament. But other than that, our tournament's got to go.
Sports movie one?
That is infamous. To this day, I'm like, Space Jam should not have won. And we picked it.
We had no, there was no oversight with them.
That was the first. So yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to. All right, so we can wrap up with a quick what's hot. There's a lot of stuff kind of wrapping up, coming out in January. We're going to be gone for a few months with that. So Meech, what you got?
Yeah, I'm just going to like speed through some of these, you know, Anime Blue Lock. We all You know, I mean, Blue Frames, my bad. We also, you know, Dragon Ball Daima continuing the lore drops. And if anybody out here was questioning whether it was canon or not, this last episode 100% proved that it was canon. So everybody cope. And then we also have Bleach, Thousand Year Blood War.
I think it's getting an hour-long season finale.
Yep. Yeah, but also I heard some things about what happens. Like, apparently, Taisei Kubo was like in with like everybody like on the executive floor talking about Core 3. And some folks were out here screaming.
Why?
Apparently, some of the stuff that like the new stuff that's about to get added in.
Oh,
I'm here like, what in the world did you add in, Kubo?
Dude, it's crazy because we both read the entire thing like when it came out, the manga. Season 3 to me has been like, did I read this before? Like the entire season, because so much new stuff has got added in. It's like a new anime to me, which I really love.
All I have to hear is Bankai Kyokasugetsu. If I hear that, I'm like, no. Aizen Bankai?
Oh, jeez. Boy, I mean, I got the axe last season, so I'm happy about that. I'm just waiting for the Demon Bankai, which probably the next core, which would supposedly the final core. So, man, that's...
And then all the girls are going to fiend over Hitsugaya.
Boy, that's the scene that I've been waiting for, too. The glow-up is real, so that's I'm going to leave it like that.
Yep. They about to fiend. But, all right, so moving on from there, you know, Don. I'm all, Noah, we just going to leave it at that because...
I think they're on episode 11, so season 2, with what they teased at the end of, like, the last episode, they about to go crazy.
I'm not ready.
2028.
I'm not ready for that. I am not ready. I'm not emotionally ready. My body's not ready.
Oh, season 2 did get confirmed for that as well.
Oh, I know it did. I know it did.
We're just right? Like creepy nuts on the intro again. Please.
But yeah, so moving on, we're going to go into like, okay, movies like we already covered it. We covered Captain America. We also covered,
we had Sonic 3
coming. Oh, yeah, Sonic 3. Yeah. Sonic 3. We bought it.
And Mufasa, but Sonic 3.
I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot that was coming out this year. That's crazy. but yeah, Sonic 3 is about to go crazy. I'm just ready for some Swiss cheese that if you know, you know. To see all the adults that are about to cheer. When some Swiss cheese comes on screen, is about to be diabolical. you're about to be diabolical with this one,
oh,
boys.
Oh, boy.
But yeah, so we also have ourselves in the realm of comics, right? The absolute universe for DC is cooking. The ultimate universe for Marvel is cooking. Amazing Spider-Man back on its grind. And as I said, all new Venom is continuing the mystery. So the comics are up right now. Spawn is still Spawn. It like ain't nothing changed. Like I don't even know if the movie's coming, still happening anymore. Even though we've been asking ourselves that question since 1990. So yeah, that it ain't happening. But yeah, so we also have Tekken 8, right? And Clive. Just how Clive? Why was it like that? Clive was always meant to be. In Tekken.
Oh my gosh.
Like how is that even possible? All right, and we also got like, you know, like some the DLCs for various different games like Elden Ring and whatnot. We already discussed those, and yeah, that's kind of all I have for right now, besides Invincible season 3, obviously.
All right, for trailers, 28 years later, I know we mentioned that's going to be a very interesting movie to come out. It's been a long time since I believe 28 weeks was the last one that dropped. So definitely looking forward to that. Superman, the trailer for that is dropping this Thursday. So tomorrow, as you're hearing it, I literally heard that news like right before we hopped on the pod. That is dropping in July of next year, the same month as Fantastic Four.
Oh, dear Lord.
So It's about to get interesting. So Superman, looking forward to that trailer. It is not an origin story, thank the good Lord. So that's already like established in the universe. So looking forward to what James Gunn can do with Superman. And then just like quickly, again, we mentioned Sonic 3, some other like game trailers from the Gaming Awards. Elden Ring is having a co-op solo or standalone game, Night Rain. That's going to be interesting. I don't know if we can run Fade together. Is it not to me, Mitch?
I don't even know. Listen, if we play together, I think my anger issues would take over.
All right.
Like, we don't need that.
Well, usually I play as a... No, on those games, I don't play as a mage. Like in like a... Not Diablo. What's the game that I just played? Like in a Baldur's Gate 3, I'm usually like a mage type character. I know you're more like hands-on with that, but I don't think I can do it with Elden Ring because you have to do too much and you just can't be standing still in no Elden Ring.
Nope. See, I'm over here just trying to run fades, catch hands.
So yeah, that's not for me. Witcher 4, another trailer that dropped. No clue when that's dropping. And then two other games, Onimusha. It's like a samurai game, and then Mafia Old Country. So with that, we can get into our plugs and get up out of here.
All right. So for our Instagram, X, formerly known as Twitter, and Threads, we have BlurCity22. Like, comment, subscribe. Stay up to date on all notifications, such as our release schedules and our fellow content. We have our Discord link instead Instagram page where you can join a fine community of pure degeneracy. We have our YouTube and Patreon, the Blurred City Pod. That's where you can discover, if you donate a little cheddar, you get to get access to very exclusive episodes like Meat Rants that are as unhinged as possible. As unhinged as you think. Now, we also have ourselves our email address, blurcity22@gmail.com, where you can submit more questions for the Q&A mailbag episodes. We also have, you can also submit, episode suggestions, geek out, freak outs, random fan theories, random musings, if you will. And also you can send like love letters as well as some hate mail, which will only get sent to the spam folder, never to see the light of day again. Finally, I'm the Jedi Born on Mustafar on TikTok and Instagram. However long we got TikTok left, till January 19th, because if not, TikTok is gone. So before creation comes destruction, and it looks like TikTok is about to get the destruction treatment. So yeah, that's all I got.
All right, for my individual author pages, we have my Instagram, that is Mitri_Dash, that is METRI_DASH. For my X/Twitter, that is @TheMadDash16. And if you're interested in my book, Phantom Reckoning, that is available on Amazon, Kindle, and then Barnes & Noble. So with that, this is a wrap for season 4. When we return, most likely around mid-February, we love to do our Valentine's Day mailbag episode. Always a fun time. And then also around the time this Valentine's Day, Captain America Brave New World comes back. So it's around that time. Put it in pencil, not pen. But Meech, what words of encouragement do you have?
Oh, yeah. So for me, right, my words of encouragement is that, like, hey, this is the holiday season. And I know typically it's supposed to be a time for being merry and having joy. But unironically, this is also the time where depression is, and like sadness is also at its peak as well. So always be willing to like reach out to like those who are like less fortunate. Be willing to like, hey, reach out to those who you haven't heard from in a while, because you may never know what somebody might be going through this season, especially if they don't feel like, hey, they're having a good Christmas. So yeah, spread that joy and spread it to others.
What mine will be is kind of what I usually like to talk about is keep pursuing your dreams. It's never easy. It's never instant ramen as we would like to hope, but if there's something fun that you want to do, something that you find as a challenge that you're pushing forward to, as we know, once we get into the new year, most people, if not set New Year's resolutions, set New Year's goals. I started Pilates and that is torture. I will never make fun of a person that does Pilates ever again.
Yeah, doesn't it?
That's the end of that. It does. I was literally shaking once I got done today. So that's the end of that. But keep pushing after your goals. Keep going for it. So with that, it's not goodbye forever. It's goodbye for now. That's the Blurred City Podcast.
See y'all next year.